It's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also do your holiday shopping at the NPR shop. You still have some time. Or you can find out about the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me weekly podcast. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Taylor Smith from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Oh, how are things in Alexandria?
Pretty warm, actually. It's about 65 degrees here.
Really? Now, Alexandria, is that on the coast or is that sort of upstate Louisiana?
About dead center. You know how Louisiana is the boot? If you made it a high top, that's where Alexandria would be.
Taylor, it's nice to have you with us. You are going to play once more Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Great.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here is your first quote.
When these guys learn what their bonuses are, we're among the first people they call. They call their mothers, and then they call their real estate brokers.
That was a residential real estate salesperson telling the New York Times she is expecting heady times now that what investment firm announced the biggest profits ever on Wall Street?
Golly, I don't even have a clue. So many people are making money these days.
It's hard. I'll give you a hint. The New York Post headline changed the first word in their firm to gold mine.
I don't do many investing now.
I understand. It's Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is the investment firm. After recording record profits, the Wall Street giant this week said it would be handing out year-end bonuses totaling $16 billion, an average of more than $600,000 per employee, with some senior execs getting as much as $100 million. When asked if these year-end bonuses were perhaps extravagant at a time when our nation is at war and the middle class still feels squeezed, a Goldman spokesman said, "Sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of this shower of gold coins." You still have two more chances. Here we go. Here is your next quote.
You just know one of those showy, overdressed, tinsely characters probably tried to board a plane while carrying a bottle of water. Why else would it get kicked out of Seattle's International Airport?
That's an editorial in the Daily Herald of Everett, Washington, making light of what amazingly became the big controversy this week, whether what should remain in Seattle's International Airport. I draw your attention to the word tinsely. One last clue.
Christmas trees.
Christmas trees, yes! This week's battlefront in the war on Christmas is the international terminal at SeaTac, Seattle's airport, where officials removed the Christmas tree display after a rabbi asked the airport to put up an electric menorah as well. The rabbi hinted he might sue, so the airport took down the trees. Within minutes, the eyes of the nation turned away from the Iraq war toward this injustice. Cable channels interrupted programming. Bill O'Reilly actually shot lightning bolts from his fingertips. And soon the trees went back up. When asked for comment about this offense against those celebrating his birthday, Jesus Christ said, "Oi."
I've got my war on Christmas tree almost decorated at this point.
Really? Nice. What do you decorate your war on Christmas tree with?
A little gingerbread secular humanists.
All right, you're
good. Silent night, rational night.
Okay, Taylor, you've gotten one right with one to go. If you get this last one, you will have won. So here we go. Now, it's a little bit from the classic comedy film Young Frankenstein. I will be Gene Wilder, something I've always wanted to be. Carl will be, well, you'll see. Here we go, ready? See if I can do this. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz!
So Carl right there was recreating, perhaps even bettering, the most famous performance by an actor who sadly died this week. Who?
That was Peter Boyle.
Yes, sir! Very well done. These days, Boyle was best known for his role as the grouchy father, Frank Barone, and Everybody Loves Raymond, the long-running sitcom. But for us, he will always be the bald but still well-equipped singing monster from Young Frankenstein. Carl, how did Taylor do in our quiz?
He did well enough to win, Peter. Taylor, you had two correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Great.
Congratulations. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Thanks for playing our game.
No, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits.